Well, with thanks to Bob, that's our fifth speaker, and we're going to have the presenters come up front. While we're doing that, let me just remind you of a couple of things that Bob just told us. This movement to fast public broadband is happening as we speak. There are a whole number of good things that could happen if there were a Bainbridge Electric board, and that board could give permission to put fiber on the poles a lot quicker than 4 months or however long PSE is taking. But even now, Bob just mentioned, we have David Mitchell's neighborhood. He spoke about that. I'm a member of BARN. BARN is the Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network. It's currently in Rolling Bay. It's building a wonderful new building behind the Christmas Tree Farm on New Brooklyn next to the firehouse. They are going to be connecting to KPUD fiber optic cable for their internet. They're using one of KPUD's open access ISP organizations called iFiber. And they're going to be having that great service at that building, and that's going to be coming up in the next few months. So this is something you can be thinking about now for your neighborhood. Let me just briefly ask Dana to come up and stand by me here. And Dana, you're from a neighborhood that's working with Bob and exploring the possibility for fiber optic. What do you hope to accomplish?
Well, we have about 400 homes on the Agate Point Loop. What we would like to do is get fiber to the home. We want to form an LUD. We're now just waiting for KPUD to get back with us on a cost estimate based on a survey of the neighborhood. My understanding is if we have a majority of the residents that are for this, then we can go move forward with the LUD filing.
Comcast?
It's expensive and not really reliable.
And they're not running fiber to your home.
Okay. The idea is if we have fiber to the home, there's multiple vendors, including Comcast and CenturyLink, that can compete for the service to provide, and it can be basic internet service, phone service, television. We would also like to do a co-op and offer just a basic internet service at a lower cost, too.
Thank you, Dana. Dana knows technically what he's talking about. He's a member of our local ham radio club and one of the leaders of that group, and he's very technical and sells electronic equipment, so he's been there, done that.